where's the song about Johnny Football?
I have a Johnny Football line coming for you.
Johnny plays ball, and Johnny's very good. Johnny Football, or Johnny Hollywood. Johnny does this, Johnny does that. Johnny does this. Johnny went from high school to the high life, the small town to the big time. They say, you know, he's no T-ball. Can he make it the big show?
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny plays ball, and Johnny's very good. Johnny Football, or Johnny Hollywood. Johnny does this, Johnny does that. Johnny does this, Johnny does that.
Off the field, he's a part-time rock star guy.
On the field, he's a beast.
The tape doesn't lie.
He's smart, sharp.
He's got a great heart.
Yeah, this guy can rip a justified box office star.
He's not a Russell Wilson. He's not a RG3. He can beat you with his vision. He can beat you with speed.
He's developed as a passer.
He has an in factor.
The brisk, the reward, the appeal, the allure.
And phone day.
He hit his receivers.
When I walk into a room, I feel like Justin Bieber.
High school to the high school.
The small town to the spotlight. I want to let the world know. I'm ready for the big show.
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny plays ball, and Johnny's very good.
Johnny Football, or Johnny Hollywood.
Johnny does this, Johnny does that. Johnny does this, Johnny does that.
So, what have you learned from all of this?
A lot.
Okay, football fans.
Green
Moon! Are you ready? Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it is all a work. We are here. Week 12 of the great NFL season. More than halfway through the season as a whole, not just regular season, but postseason two. I don't know if I'm exactly happy that we're getting close to winding down the regular season and getting into playoffs and all that kind of stuff. I don't want football to be over, but then again, I do, for good reasons and bad reasons. But, hey, we're here. And for those who don't know, it's NFL Easy Picks. We talk about the wonderful world of the National Football League. Do our best to talk about also our Pick'ems League that we have, where we pick who we think's going to win and how well everybody who participates, how well they do. We have the Fantasy Football League that we started at the beginning of the year, too. Winding down close to that. I think playoffs start in a couple weeks. And that'll be that one cool thing is that will kind of free up time towards the end of the year. I'm really curious to how long we have, because we haven't done a playoff show in forever. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can email us at anythingpicks@gmail.com. I think for future note, I haven't 100% decided, but I might just do NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. When I actually have that registered, I will let people know. But that's something I'm thinking about doing. Because when we did the email before, it was because we had Anything Goes, and that kind of had a purpose. And now Anything Goes, well, now we're back, but it's not the same purpose. We don't need an email for Anything Goes. So for right now, so email us at anythingpicks@gmail.com. Or if you want to have your tweets read on the show, we do that for people who like to live tweet football. You can tweet us at NFL Easy Picks. You can tweet us at NFL Easy Picks, but at the same time, you can use hashtag NFL Easy Picks. And without any further ado, let's get into the show. And I'm your host, once again, Heavyset, and we also have the Mop Chalky.
Yes, sir.
Where you at, Mop?
Sitting in my car at work.
Where you at, Mop?
Sitting in my car at work.
Where are you at, Mop?
In my car at work.
Where you at, Shane? FTW?
Black on black, black on black, black on black.
No.
$9.99.
Blue Kazoo.
No.
Where are you at, though?
No.
Hashtag we table.
Let's talk about Shane playing Grand Theft Auto. Oh, wrong show.
No, don't get me going.
don't get him going for a game he bought twice.
Three times, technically.
Let's talk about how our teams did this week. Start with that.
No. Moving on. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you're the only team here that lost. Okay.
No, that's not true either.
Yeah. So, yeah. How about them Titans?
Yeah, hey, at least they made a game out of it, and they didn't get fucking destroyed, what was it, 50-something to what?
Dude!
we're gonna save that one for last.
Oh, of course.
Calm down. God. You mad, bro?
You were a little mad last week about the blowout, too. So, yeah.
No,
I'm a little mad.
Mad, bro?
Was I mad? Was I mad about the blowout, or was I mad about fans' reaction?
Fans' reaction.
Yes.
Oh, I bet the reaction's just as bad in Philadelphia.
Because I expected that shit to happen. I expected the Bears to lose. And not to mention, the Bears got blown out by 50 2 weeks prior. One game prior, technically. There was a bye week in the middle. Blown out by New England, bye week, blown out by Green Bay, and we lost to Green Bay at home. We don't play well against Green Bay. I was expecting this shit.
I actually picked against them this week, so, yeah.
Against
Minnesota. No, I picked against Chicago with Minnesota, because...
Yeah,
I did too.
Who... I can look into that. Who picked Chicago? Oh, yeah. You two were the only two that picked Minnesota.
Yeah. What in the hell did Chicago show us that they could play
football?
I didn't look at it like that.
I look at it the same as I do New Orleans. I don't care how much talent you have. If you ain't doing it, you ain't doing it.
Who had the Vikings beat, though?
Who is the fucking Bears?
No. I'm asking. That's how I was looking at it. Who have they really beaten?
Well, I think they beat Washington and...
Sucks.
Are you saying Chicago doesn't?
That's not what I'm saying.
But I put Chicago in that same
group. Hold on. No, you're bouncing around. Go to teams that they've beaten.
I don't know their schedule offhand. They're 4-6. They've won four of them.
Yeah.
Let me...
I don't think it was against anybody worthwhile, but, I mean, they won four.
I don't think Chicago's right now is worthwhile. So I put them in that same grouping.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're in the... I would say this. They're in the same grouping, but Chicago is better. Hold on. This is who they've beaten. They've beat the Rams.
Who just beat Denver?
Hold on. No. Yes, they've done that. They've beaten
every top team in the NFL from last year.
Yeah.
But then they've blown leads.
Yeah, they should have beat San Francisco twice, but they only beat them once. They blew that fucking game. They blew another one too.
Yeah.
Where they had like a 21-point lead and blew it.
And for the Rams, they beat the Rams, who were also starting a new quarterback.
Yeah.
So that system had flaws, and the Vikings blew them out, and they celebrated.
Yeah.
And, like, it was a fucking Super Bowl for them. But they beat them, so I was like, whatever.
Uh-huh.
They lost to New Orleans.
And New Orleans is bad.
They beat the Falcons. Falcons suck.
Oh, Falcons suck.
They beat Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay sucks. They beat Washington. Washington sucks.
And I don't think Chicago is much better than those four teams they beat.
Chicago, I don't think is, you know, quote, much better, but the way I look at them also, too, the stat is the Vikings had, like, they hadn't won a game in Chicago for quite some time.
How many of those stats have been thrown out the window this year, though?
Yeah,
nobody had beaten Seattle at home in, what was it, 2 years? And then who was it went up and beat them? Was it Dallas?
Yeah, but at the same, I mean, okay, you want to use it that, but at the same time, there's a lot of records that still stand. Look at New England.
Pretty sure they lost at home earlier this year.
Yep.
Because I think maybe it's not they don't lose at home. They don't lose at home to... No, they haven't lost at home.
I thought they lost at home earlier this year.
No, they've the two games they've lost were both away. At Miami and at Kansas City.
Hmm.
So, they still have their strong streak going on, and some of the points they put up in some of those games are fucking ridiculous.
Who, New England? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck New England. I hope they keep blown out in the playoffs.
Beat Cincinnati 43-17. Beat Chicago 51-23. Beat Denver 43-21.
Yep. And honestly, right now, the only win there that looks good is Denver. You know what I mean? Cincinnati doesn't look like a good win, and Chicago doesn't look like a good win.
No.
Oh, no, that
but then again, too. It doesn't look like a good win. Tom Brady actually sat part of the Chicago game. So if that was them playing the full game, it's much like against Green Bay, that would have been much better.
Didn't Rodgers sit half of the Chicago game?
Yeah, I want to say it was similar with New England, but they might have had, I think they might have had Tom Brady a little bit in the third quarter, and then they're like, yeah, it's done. Because at that point, in the second half, that's when the Bears actually scored, I think, those 23 points. It was some, pull up the box score for that game, because at halftime, it was like 40-something to, no, it was 38 to nothing. No, 38-7.
Where would you put Chicago right now? Because I have them probably in the bottom five of the NFC. You've got Tampa, you've got Atlanta, you've got Carolina, Washington.
Oakland.
That's AFC.
Yeah. I'm looking.
I mean, are they really that much better than Minnesota?
I think they're enough better. I think when the season's over, Vikings will be in fourth place in the division, and the Bears will be at third. There might be a couple game difference, but I think there will be some sort of separation, and that's how it will end.
It'll depend on who has left to play who and stuff. Like if Minnesota still has two games against Green Bay, then yeah, probably right. But
the last game of the season for both of them. I X'd out of that one because I want to say Green Bay and Detroit play each other last game of the season. So that means
those are going to be good games.
Yeah.
Yep.
A whole lot on the line for those games too.
Well, shit, if everything goes right for the Browns, you could actually see the way the division looks now, both games that end the season could be very interesting.
Very interesting. And I like how they're ending it with the divisional games, but what I don't like, it seems like a lot of these teams aren't playing themselves till the end of the year. Like Seattle and San Francisco, they still have two games against each other, and there's only five games left.
Right. Oh, yeah, they've done weird shit like that, for example.
I don't like that.
It's weird scheduling. Like, look at the Browns. Actually, look at the Browns and the Bears. They both played their main rival like at the beginning of the season twice.
See, I don't like that because if let's say there's an injury on one of those teams, well, you're going to play the team back to back with basically the same injury. It's going to be I don't know. It seems like it'd be better suited to spread them out.
It's like Philadelphia and Dallas. They haven't played a game against each other yet. So
right.
The season, it's like they play, I think, at Dallas, then they play some other team, and then it's at Philadelphia.
The way the standings are right now, the Bears are in the... They're just barely in the bottom half of the NFC, which is expected. If you rank them from first to last by record,
uh-huh.
The Bears come in 10th place
out of 16 teams.
Yes,
I'm trying to think.
It's not your bottom five,
right?
But, I mean,
right.
It is your bottom half.
Because I was going to say Seattle right now is probably lower than them record wise.
Nope, 8.
Oh, are they above them?
Yep, 6-4.
God, who?
Well, technically the Bears too. They are they're tied. They're in a 3-way tie with the same record, and it's the Saints, them, Vikings, and Rams. And then it goes Panthers and Giants and Redskins with the same division, and the worst team in the NFC is the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Which it will be interesting to see what we see this week with the Bears going against the Buccaneers for many different reasons. Like
if the Bears can't pull this out, Jesus Christ, just fucking give up.
Yep.
I still see the Bears being 6-10. That's given them two possible wins and looking at
this week should be a definite win. If they don't win this, then
yeah. How much more incentive do you need? You're facing your ex fucking coach, and it's a fucking terrible team.
And your ex backup quarterback.
You're what?
Oh no, yeah. they bench him again.
Oh yeah, no. McCown's still starting.
Yeah. It's so hard.
Yeah.
Need any
incentive? Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, this game is made for Chicago to come in and just whoop ass, but we'll see.
I think it's in Chicago, too.
Nope.
Oh, it's in Tampa?
Bay. Oh, wait, no, never mind, I was reading it wrong. Yeah, it's in Chicago.
Yeah, like I said, if they can't win this fucking game, just pack up shop for the whole rest of the season. You're done.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're...
There's a lot of teams. Like technically, right now, the Bears and the Vikings are, I guess, still in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
They're not. they're not mathematically eliminated. But the way I look at it, you're not mathematically eliminated. You're just realistically eliminated.
Granted,
they could pull a Giants or even granted they didn't make the playoffs, but I think it was the Steelers last year, the year before, where they ended up 8-8 after the terrible start that they had.
Yeah, they were like 2-6 or something at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, so they managed to pull that around. And like I said, they didn't make the playoffs, but they pulled a surprising comeback at the end of the year.
Well, you're hoping for a whole fucking lot right there, though.
Yep.
Because I'm pretty sure Chicago still has a pretty tough schedule to go.
But I'm not saying I'm hoping for it. I'm just saying. I even just said, you don't listen a lot, dude. You bitch about people listening, but you don't listen. I said, mathematically, they're not eliminated. They're realistically eliminated.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no way.
So, this is all stemming from talking about how bad this of the, like, say, like, going off the Eagles. Like, let's we'll,
right yeah,
let me see. I want to wait for the Eagles, because maybe I'm going to give you a chance to rant, too, if there's one, because who knows, you definitely have that bottled up in you. You talked about Pittsburgh. Chicago, I figured that they'd win. It wasn't an impressive win, exactly. The defense played better, but at the same time, it's almost like Pittsburgh when they won. I know one realistic Pittsburgh fan, and oddly enough, it was JSB who said it. He was basically like, we won, but he was like, that was purely smoke and fucking mirrors. I feel that same way with the Bears. Like, yeah, we won, but I'm not a person like, oh, it's a sigh of relief, we won. Okay, we had a division win, great. But I'm not like thinking like, oh, we're still going to make the playoffs. I'm thinking, no, we're still going to wind up like top half of the draft.
Well, and it was good to see Brandon Marshall get back into something of a flow. Forte, you know, got back into the flow a little bit after the down game he had. So there's some good signs there if they can build on it, and Tampa Bay is a good place to build on that against.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's crazy. How about the Bungles?
They went into New Orleans and won a game, and it's not a small feat. I don't think New Orleans is as good as they were in the past, but I mean, going into New Orleans and winning a game without your running back is always good.
Yeah, I was impressed that they pulled that off. I mean, it was a good win for Cincinnati.
I think the test will be a little tougher this week, but
what do you think about that Saints fan?
Oh, dude, that was so fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. I actually watched that live. I'm like, you motherfucker. He was a complete cocksucker about it, too.
That guy deserves a cucumber up his ass.
We'll just send him to visit you.
Yeah, do you want to give him one?
I don't.
You got a spare?
I like him.
You got spares?
Dude, I don't like him. But anyway, fuck you guys.
You're right.
Fuck
you that
guy.
Don't want to eat him.
Shut up. Fuck that guy. That was a dick move. And
she was kind of hot. But yeah, evidently she did. Did you see that she actually did get a ball in the end?
Yeah, and then the guy was like asked about it later, and he said he had no regrets, and he quote did it with his grandson in mind. I doubt that.
Oh,
the,
I got it.
The look on his face didn't think of I'm doing this for my grandson. That was a greedy fucking look.
Yeah, dude, and it was clearly thrown to the girl.
Yeah.
Thrown to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's just a fucking peckerhead.
Yeah, absolutely. They give football fans a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, and then of the Browns, did I watch this game? No, I think I listened to this game. Yeah, I had to listen to this game. Because I was going back and forth between this and the Chicago game of what I wanted to hear more. Browns.
Can't let Hoyer throw the ball that much?
That was way too much passing.
It kind of goes to show that Hoyer's not the quarterback of the future. I think he's a temporary fix for a brief period of time, but there will be a point where it's like, okay.
No, I think he's good. He's not elite by any means, but you're throwing the ball that many fucking times. I don't care. That's going to make your quarterback look bad, and that was bad. You don't throw the ball that many times.
What Hoyer is he is a very high-end backup. And he's a start, you know, he's good enough to keep you in games and able to win games and probably won't lose many. But he's not the guy that's going to win you many either. Now that may change with the addition of Gordon and if they ever get Cameron back.
Right.
But that's still to be seen.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you take away a weapon from a quarterback like Gordon, you're going to see some regression in his abilities. I mean, it's just like they always say, you know, players make coaches look good. Well, players make quarterbacks look good, too.
Yep.
Yeah, like, when I was, like, listening to that game, it just seemed like the offense couldn't get shit going, and then the defense, like we were kind of talking before we started, that they were having trouble holding them back.
Cleveland as a whole looked totally out of sync. The whole team did. I mean, it was just not a good game for Cleveland, but, I mean, they're getting a big weapon back this week, and hopefully, I really want to see this guy just come in and light shit up, but we'll see what happens.
And I think, too, it's, granted, they lost, and they lost by a fairly big margin, but I still feel like when I was listening to it, they were still kind of in it for most of the game.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, I don't know, the Eagles-Packers game.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
Which could be a nice little segue.
Yeah, all I'm going to say about it is I was hoping it'd be a lot closer. I didn't think Green Bay was that fucking tough, but God damn, that was... I mean, I'm not going to blame it on players. I'm not going to blame it on coaches. It was just we got our ass kicked, bottom line. 53-20, fuck. That's all I'm saying. Thank God that week's over. We can get to this week. I think we got a pretty easy game this week, so hopefully we can bounce back from this ass-whipping we got, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philly just got outclassed.
Dude, it was disgusting. I've never... Normally, win, lose, I don't care. I'll watch the game, the full thing. But after the first quarter, I'm like, fuck this, I can't. 30-6 in the first quarter?
Did you think you were playing Call of Duty?
Yeah, dude. I was, like, starting to get... Like, yeah, I got the 50-inch flash screen. I'm holding the remote in my hand going, please don't throw it through the TV, but you want to do it. Can't do it.
You know, every team goes through those games where they just...
Oh, I know.
They play like
it's
shit. It happens. Now,
like, I haven't seen it happen to Philly in a while. So, like, when you're sitting there watching it and you're like, you know, with this offense, I don't know how Green Bay's defense is going to do to it. And Green Bay's defense, like, fuck you. We're just going to destroy you. And then Aaron Rodgers comes in, like, ooh, I'm going to do the discount double check and blah, blah, blah. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, my God. They just whooped our ass. Bottom line, there's nothing you can say about it. The beatdown.
Now, I did read somewhere that Foles is back in practice again.
You know, I'll say this, and then we can move on, because I know I'm the only Eagles fan. But
well, that's,
I kinda
that's
see,
a part of this segment, you don't realize.
I kind of want to see Sanchez finish out the season, because Foles did, let's say, the first half. This is the second half. I want to see Sanchez finish the season out, see what they can do. Let Foles heal up a little bit more, use him as a backup if needed. But let's test the waters with Sanchez and see how good he can be, because, like Mop said a couple weeks ago, he didn't get a fair shake in New York, and that New York Jets team, I don't care who your quarterback is, that's an awful team. And it's a different system, different offense, and I think Sanchez could adapt to it good, and I'd like to see him finish out the season.
Well, the three fumbles don't help Sanchez's case at all. But do you really think Sanchez is the future, or do you want to see if Foles can be the future of the team?
I want to see Foles, but I honestly, last year, you know, I wanted Tebow, and there's something about him that I'm a Tebow fan, and I wanted him to sign Tebow, but then we got Sanchez, and I'm like, whatever. But I don't know if either one of them are the future, actually. I really don't. I could lean more towards Foles than Sanchez, but at this point, they're not really, and granted, Sanchez hasn't started many games, but they're not, either one of them are, like, leading to be like, okay, this is our guy.
Yeah, neither guy has really stepped out and said, you know, this is my job. No.
No, like, you know, when Vic got hurt last year and Foles came in, Foles was, like, on fucking fire. You couldn't touch him. He made it to the Pro Bowl. And this year, it's like, yeah, I made it to Pro Bowl, so I'm just going to coast along. And that's the wrong team to coast along with, because you got some rabid-ass fans that are like the Browns fans and the Bears fans and shit, where you fuck up, we're not going to forgive you for it. So hopefully he gets his shit back together, and one of these two need to step up.
You assholes boo Santa Claus.
We hit Santa Claus with snowballs, and fuck Santa Claus. He didn't bring me my 360 a couple years ago.
Did you come out again?
No, fuck him, dude. I blocked him.
But to play off of that same game, do you think Green Bay can keep this up through the playoffs? Or do you think they're peaking now?
If they keep this up, there's your NFC team to go to the Super Bowl.
I can't see them keeping this going. I just don't.
Oh, well, I can't. I forget who they're playing this week, and I can't wait till we get to the pick'em part, because I think this week they'll test Green Bay. I mean, it's been beat down after eat down, and
they've still got games against Detroit. Detroit's a very good team.
Yeah, those games. and I can't wait.
I'm so on Detroit, but one of the things is how they play in division and how they're going to play against Green Bay. I think those could go either way. It could be a struggle, but then at the same time, the Lions are known to, like, just tank.
Collapse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could very well see those games up again. Actually, the Lions beat Green Bay already, so we have one more this year. And the game that they beat them was a very low-scoring game.
Yeah. Well,
I want to say that was in Detroit. So they're going to go to they're going to go to Lambeau. That could have different.
Oh, when it's cold, absolutely.
Oh yeah. Okay. But I remember when, you know, the Patriots had that season, but they came up short against the Giants, which thank God.
Mm, yes.
But I mean, these guys are looking like that team in the past 2 weeks. They look unfucking stoppable. And if this is where they're going to start peaking and to go to the playoffs, that's fucking scary. Because this is a good time to start peaking.
No, this is way too early to be peaking.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is way too early because they still got 5 games to go. Well, if this is the peak, there ain't nothing to go but down.
Well, I hope they do because I fucking assholes. But
then you've got a team like Arizona that, yeah, they're 9-1, but you watch their games, it's like this team could be better.
Yeah, Arizona.
And that's fucking scary.
I was talking to you the other night when we were playing Call of Duty, and that's the first question I asked you: who's the best team in the NFC right now, Arizona or Green Bay? And we both said Arizona right now because they're playing at a different level. Green Bay's getting to that level, and
no, I don't know, man. Green Bay's playing really, really good for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but
Arizona's been consistent all season.
Absolutely. All year long, they have been. I think their one loss was to Denver at Denver.
Yeah, that's not
a bad loss.
That's when Peyton came in on fire because he was breaking the record that night. So yeah. Arizona was kind of doomed in that game, but any other game, they look fucking good. So we'll see.
But we'll see. We'll get a better idea of Arizona here in the next couple weeks when they play. I think they play Seattle twice and San Francisco and.
Yeah, they got a tough schedule coming up.
Oh, I guess I think they have the toughest schedule to go. I heard that somewhere. We're one of the toughest schedules still to go.
Yeah.
And they don't have really their quarterback. They have Drew Stanton.
Right, but he came in and he's doing really good. So
he's doing fine. He's getting the ball to the playmakers that, like, a good quarterback should.
Yeah, he came in and just it was like a smooth transition. And that's scary, too, that your backup can come in and just take over like he's a starter, and that whole team is like, okay, let's just keep going. So,
it's been that way with Arizona. It's been that way with Arizona all year because they lost, like, 3 or 4 people off the defense, and you couldn't even tell it.
No, they're just – I've never seen them play – I mean, they've had some good years, but this is like their standout year as far as I'm concerned. This is like – man, this is their season pretty much to win, but you never know what could happen.
No, I guess that'll do it for the segment.
Sorry, we kind of
you can have your show back, Dustin.
Off track here a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
We're good at that.
Yeah. We did how our teams did for the week. Let's get into the reviewing of the picks. This is just as bad as the
Eagles playing football.
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking
terror. It was this week was like holy fuck football.
You were only a handful of picks away from having probably the worst record ever for a week. I like to keep track of that next year, like who has had the worst picks for a week.
Well, I had a week of 5.
When I looked at my picks and I had the first 7 wrong, I'm like, this is not good considering I've been first and tied for first the last 2 weeks and I tanked it this week.
No, of the first 9 games, you got 1 right.
Fuck yeah.
That was San Francisco.
Football. Well, who would have thought the fucking Cincinnati Bengals were going to beat the Saints? I mean, come the fuck on.
No one got that one right. No one got Denver right. Every other game, nothing different. Yeah, every other game, there at least one person picked the right one. At least. You're thinking Tampa Bay versus Washington. Everybody picked Washington, except for Mart. Soccer fucker picked Tampa Bay. And then, you two are the only two that picked Minnesota over the Bears.
And I stand by that pick, goddammit.
And the top 2 picks of the week, Dan and DRG, respectively, were the only two that picked Houston over Cleveland. That DRG, there was probably a little bit of homers in there. Mm-hmm. So I think he's a Texans fan.
And you know Dan hates fucking Cleveland.
Yeah. He's picked them in like some games, and I'm just like, what are you doing, you're a dumbass?
I'm pretty sure he hasn't picked Cleveland to win a game yet.
No, yeah, he has.
He's picked a couple, but, I mean, he's not in depth. Like, I've never really followed Cleveland football, and then when I was asked to help with the show, I was like, look, I need to jump and start following a little bit more Cleveland football, and they're not that bad of a team, honestly.
It could have been a thing. I think if I were on the outside looking in, or if, actually, say if it was another team, like, say that it was the Chargers. Say it was the Chargers playing like this against Houston, or had the same kind of year, I would have picked Houston because I've always been a favorite of Houston. I've always kind of been on their bandwagon. Last year, I spent like part of the season like, all right, I'm going to be on their bandwagon one more week, and then like I was like, oh, fuck this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a Houston fan, you know, long ago, but that team was no longer there.
Right.
Oh yeah, they moved.
Yeah, they moved and became the Titans.
Good boy.
Matter of fact, I'm wearing my Houston Oilers hat today.
There you go.
Oh, on a side note, I have found out one way to tell who is a real Steelers fan and who isn't.
How many teeth they have?
Well, yeah, there is that part. But
how many cars are in their lawn on bricks?
When, past couple days, or just like twice this week while I've been out, I've seen guys wearing Steelers hats. And when I would see them, I would joke around and be like, one was wearing a Steelers hat, the other one was wearing, like, a Steelers shirt. And I was just like, got some crap on your shirt, or got some crap on your hat.
That's just hair grease.
well, like you point towards the logo, and it's supposed to be that like, whole kind of joke of, you know, haha, you know, like, your team sucks, they're crap. Both people didn't know who the elf was.
Who, the elf?
Yeah, oh yeah, because the Browns hat I have is the elf logo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that one, yeah.
Was actually, technically, it's a brownie. I guess that's, it's a mythical creature, that's where they, sort of like, how it's, you know, brownies, but everybody calls it.
Mythical creatures, they come around every year selling cookies.
But there's people, actually, I think I was at a truck stop in Tennessee, and the guy asked me, he was just kind of like, what the hell team's that? He was a cashier. I was like, Browns? Like, you don't, but I mean, when I got it from the Steelers fans, I was like, okay, you're not a real Steelers fan if you don't know the fucking Browns logos. Because the one guy was like, the only thing I've ever known, he was an inbred looking fucker. So he could have been a real Steelers fan, but he was like, the only logo I've ever known was the helmet. I'm like, I'm thinking, well, they have the helmet, they have the elf.
The B with the football with a B in it.
Yep.
That's not really.
That's the one FanDuel uses.
Okay, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, that's one. That's one that you'll see in certain things, but you hardly ever see on apparel as much. The other logo too is the dog.
I'd have to see it, but I don't know if I've seen the dog one.
Yeah. So, but that's like one way to like kind of like tell the difference. Especially, I think to me the brownie logo, the elf emblem, like I like that one. And if you don't know how to use it, yeah, you're not a fan. But anyway, that's
right. Yeah, we're good at that.
Going over actually how the standings were for the week, starting at the bottom, and now we're here.
And God damn it.
We still have Joe and Fartnado at zero, and those will probably be deleted here shortly. In fifth place, with a whopping 5 right, the Goonies.
Goonies.
With 6 right is Bookjack. In a tie for middle of the pack, we have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 person tie of myself, Mop, Soccer Fucker, Carps Killers, Boobs, and Ant. In second place, Dan. And in first place, Dan got 8. And in first place with 10 correct, Mr. DRG. And that'll bring us to the standings. Still, Joe and Fartnado at 11th and 12th place, respectively. Mm-hmm. In 10th place, Boobs, Miguel at 85 correct. In 9th place, Soccer Fucker with 90 correct. Tie for 7th place, we have Fall from the Graces by missing 1 week. Pick 6, Dan, and the Goonies. In 6th place is myself with 96. In 5th place, Carps Killers with 99. In 4th place, we have Mob Jockey with 100. 160 record. Bookjack, 3rd place, 101. Second place, Ant the Vigilante with 103. And your new leader for the week, Mr. DRG, at 104. Still between the top four spots, there are only separation, actually, well, by the top five spots, it's only a separation of 6 points, or something like that, yeah. And to go over the Fantasy League, which, like I said, I know we are getting to playoffs pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
We have, in 10th place, Carp's Tip Top Team, at 2-9, because he beat me. In 9th place, the real Joby Juniors, 3-8. I'm not sure if he's still playing. 8th place, Jimmy Flash, with 4-7, myself, and it's a tie for 6th place, myself and your champ. 5-6, you're on a 4-game losing streak.
Yeah, I'm not having a good run.
Tie for third place, a 3-way tie. Boobs, Jeff Fisher Guys, and the Fear Boners. Which I think I... Nope, I don't got the Fear Boners. I must have them in another league. Then second place, Pin Me Pay Me, 8-3. And first place, the only person locking a playoff position, Plan B Brian. All right, let's get into our... You guys are keeping quiet now.
Just listening to fantasy.
That gives me a good idea for a clip that I want to use, but anyway.
A bitch.
No, it's not you. Not like you said something. Calm down. God. So,
I don't know. It's fantasy does sound like a pretty good clip.
No,
I said
not,
just listening to fantasy.
No, I got another idea. Let's get into our teams and how we think they're going to do this week and our picks. Let me see, who has a good start? I think this is the last bye week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. There's only two teams on it, so.
Yeah, Panthers and Pittsburgh. Yeah, let's start the top at a 1 o'clock game where they always play the 6-4 Cleveland Browns at the 4-6 Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons are the pick favorite, favorite by 3. With Josh Gordon returning and having a decent game, I'm picking the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with Cleveland. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Atlanta won again, you know, the first place Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, my God. How crazy is it? The Browns are in last place in their division. The Falcons are in first place in their division, and the Browns have a better record.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Welcome to the NFC South.
Oh my God, I'm curious of how both of these divisions are going to pan out by the end of the year. We'll get into that next week, because remember, homework, guys. Well, maybe Shane, because Shane probably won't be on the show.
Work schedule.
Write down of how you think the rest of the season is going to play out for each division.
I got to write it down?
Well, you're going to have to talk about it, so you're going to probably have to write it down.
I just do that from my head.
Okay.
Fuck it, I'll do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Let me see, the next game we'll go. Let's go with the game we were just talking about. The 2-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 4-6 Chicago Bears. Bears getting their first home game win last week. 5.5-point favorite, 92% pick favorite, and yeah, I'm going to go with everybody else, and I'm picking the Bears.
Yeah, this game is made for Chicago to win, so I'm picking Chicago.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier, if Chicago doesn't win this game, just pack it up and you're done.
Done.
Done. And people should start losing their job.
The 6-3 Cincinnati Bengals at the 5-5 Houston Texans. It's almost,
You didn't say the record right, sir.
Oh, God, I hate fucking... I don't think Yahoo used to do this, I swear to God.
You do that every week on, too. It's fucking awesome.
No, I've caught it a couple times. No, I caught it 1 week later, and I actually said something to Mop about not pointing it out.
I don't care.
6-3-1.
That's a loss.
The 6-4 Cincinnati Bengals. That the
it might as well be.
Actually, if they were 6-4, the division would be. That's a tie.
I don't know. No, I think Pittsburgh's still one up, but yeah.
Well, they'd be one up because they hadn't gone on their bye yet.
Right.
6 and 3 and 1, Cincinnati Bengals at the 5-5, Houston Texans. The Texans are a 2-point favorite. The picks are about split at 54-46, favorite Cincinnati. I'm picking the favorite Houston.
I'm going to go ahead and take Houston just because I don't have a lot of faith in Cincinnati. And I don't know, though, if Bernard comes back this week, I think that'll make a huge difference, you know, because that will actually be the whole Cincinnati team, which they haven't had since week 2. But I don't know, man. Houston's playing good. They just got back Clowney. Give me Houston.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Houston.
All right, and now we get to end it by getting two birds with one stone, the 2-8 Tennessee Titans at the 7-3 Philadelphia Eagles. Philly, a 11-point favorite and winning in picks by 96-4%. Going to pick the favorite, Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, this is a get-right game for them after that fucking nightmare last week. Going with the Eagles.
If it's 11-point spread... If we're playing by the spread, I would probably take Tennessee, but we're not, so we'll take the Eagles.
Let's see, so that does it for this segment, and now to go into the social media segment.
We need a sound clip for that.
Yep.
Well, yeah, well...
Social media! Boom, boom, boom,
boom! I actually thought of one, something I'd want to use a name that I want to call it. I was thinking the...
Tweet the table segment?
No. The
One up or down?
The hashtag huddle.
Nice. Time to get into the hashtag huddle.
Do we have to use the hashtag?
That's like the social part of it. I mean, granted, not like you're going to use hashtag huddle.
That would just be confusing.
We could have a huddle slam.
A huddle slam?
Oh. I see what you did there.
It's not like he's... It's football, not like Rib's listening.
Yeah,
nobody's
listening.
Mute yourself, you smoking motherfucker. Heaven forbid you put a lighter right by your mouth, where right by your mouth there's a thing called a microphone that's probably going to pick up that sound.
I didn't think it would.
Are you stupid?
Shut up! That came across so clear. Quick. Okay, I'm good.
All right. What should we do first? Should we do the email or... Because supposedly we had someone inquiring of when our email deadline was, which technically we record late, so as long as you get it to us late Wednesday night, we're fine. But I know next week we will be recording a little bit earlier than we normally do, so if you could want to get an email in, just have it in by Wednesday afternoon. But anyway.
But then we should always do the email first.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just do the email first and get it out of the way.
Oh, you want to do the email first? Okay.
Let's
do the tweets first.
Okay, no, we're going to do the email first. Our one and only trusty emailer, Anthony Vigilante. He said, "Hi, guys. Please help. It's dark and cold in here. I can hear my echoes. It's not so bad about being inside an Eagles fan, though. I suppose as the shit is all gone comes out of their mouth.
God damn it.
But I have a question as well. Who do you think the best backup quarterback in the league?" That's how we put it. Who is the best quarterback in the league? "And Heavyset is banned from saying Manziel. For me, it is either Vic or Hasselbeck. Anyway, gotta go. He wants to put another one of my friends inside him. Yours sincerely, Mr. Cucumber, sent from Shane's asshole."
Fuck you, you son of a bitch.
It is pretty cavernous in there, isn't it?
Well, it is coming from a cucumber, so...
So, you know, I hope break another iPad, you fucker.
So I'm kind of...
I don't have an iPad.
No, you probably would have already broke it.
Probably.
How many phones have you broke?
Oh, yeah, moving on. I think in the 6 month period, one time.
How many phones have you broke this year?
This year? Actually, none. How many times have I thrown my phone? Probably a couple hundred.
How many times have you thrown your new phone?
Four.
God, Jesus Christ.
I dropped mine once and felt fucking horrible.
I throw up mine and I look and I'm like, fuck it.
On a side note, Mom, do you got a case yet?
Yeah, I bought a case the next day at Best Buy.
Yeah, for me being on the road, do you know how hard it is to find iPhone 6 Plus case? Walmart, oh no, we don't know what the fuck those that phone is. I mean, great, they know what it is, but I'm talking about they don't have it. They don't even have iPhone 6 cover stocked. I went to a truck stop yesterday. I actually got excited when I actually seen they had Otter boxes for the iPhone 6. And I'm like, oh, maybe they have the iPhone 6 Plus. Nope.
Yeah, when I went to Best Buy, they had three options. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them was, like, right off the truck, and they hadn't even put them in stock yet.
That's the other thing, too. If you go to the Best Buy app, or that's what I do, look on the app, but I don't even go online. To me, I like the OtterBox. I think we've talked about this. You don't like the OtterBox because you think they're bulky. You want to, but hey, I had an OtterBox on my last iPhone for a good 3.5 years for the 4 years I owned it.
I broke my OtterBox.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Okay. Yes or no? Did you throw it a lot?
Dude, that phone, that case, I'm not going to lie, is made for somebody with a bad temper that throws a phone, because that thing took a beating and finally it finally went. But I got my money's worth out of that goddamn case.
Yeah. That is the thing that I love about them. But you go on to look online for the iPhone 6 Plus, go on BestBuy.com, it says coming soon. If I want an OtterBox, I have to order it direct from.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you check the OtterBox website themselves?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it probably doesn't help you much, but I'm pretty sure Amazon has a lot of cases on it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know where you would have it sent to.
I'd have it sent to Shane's asshole. I mean, I'd have it sent
Motherfuck.
Dude, you'll never fucking find it in that goddamn place.
That's true.
All I know is, while you guys are bitching about your phone cases, I have a Doctor Who TARDIS cover on my phone.
I don't care what the case looks like.
As long as it protects the fucking phone.
Yeah, it needs to protect not only the outside of the phone, it has to protect the screen itself. Granted, it's part of the outside, but I mean, like, the back.
Plastic and metal, so it works. Anyways, that's the technology portion of the show.
So if you want to hear more about technology and everything, you can go to the Trending Topics Network and listen to Pipe for the DJ's Trending Mobile Technology whenever that gets first. Anyway, cheap plug.
Yeah. Now to the question. I don't know if I understand it. Are we talking, like, current backups, or are we talking backups that are playing?
Right.
Backups that are playing, I'm guessing.
Oh, God. Stanton's really good.
Yeah, I would say Stanton.
And, by the way, this is my show, so, yeah, man.
But, yeah, okay. Guy has played zero downs. Yeah, he's fantastic.
No.
He's played zero downs.
Played preseason.
No.
Preseason doesn't even count.
No. He played a down in regular season.
Oh,
no, he's played a couple downs regular season. Granted, one or two of them were handoffs, and the other one was a throw. A throw to him that was called back.
Yeah.
Is that not playing it down?
Oh, yes. Okay. Right. We get you.
But do we count Sean Hill as a backup?
Because he's the backup.
Didn't start the season.
St. Louis. No, he did start the season. But then he started preseason, then got injured, and Austin Davis took over.
I'm saying Arizona's.
Sanchez?
Yeah. If I didn't go Manziel, that's what I would say.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what Ballard is yet. We don't know what Metzenberger is yet.
But at the same time, it could be another Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, but it also could be a Brandon Whedon.
Let's not talk about Brandon Whedon.
trying to think of who else is.
We don't talk about your redheaded stepchild quarterback, do we?
We do every fucking week, and how goddamn awful he is.
We didn't talk about how goddamn awful it was this week. You're actually saying that.
No, I said they fucking went into New Orleans and won a game, and that was fucking impressive.
Doesn't that translate to?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, he didn't, like, totally say Andy Dalton is, you know, awesome by any means.
Does it translate into?
No, it totally translates to.
I hate when you do it, though. That's bad.
I know,
because it's, like, real. But, yeah, I would probably say Arizona's, and what, I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now.
Drew Stanton.
Drew Stanton, that's it. That's your top backup right now.
And there's got to be somebody out there that isn't playing that's probably really good. I mean, Vic actually has come in and played pretty well for the Jets last couple games. I mean,
he's trying to prove himself, he'll get a contract, and then he'll fucking be like, yep, fuck football like he did in Philadelphia.
He hasn't fucked the dog yet. I mean. Do Do we count Hoyer as a backup, considering, you know, Manziel's the starter there?
Sure. Do we count RG3 as the backup yet?
You know what? Honestly,
or wait a minute. Who's the real starting quarterback? That whole team just full of backups. They could go. They could go re-sign Rex Grossman and probably be in a better state.
Yeah, but we're forgetting Kyle Orton.
Oh yeah, Kyle Orton played really good.
Yeah, he's been playing good.
Yeah, he's been playing really good.
I've always said Kyle Orton was really underrated.
Orton,
like, because I know I've said it, like, compared him and Cutler has a better arm. Orton will make some of the same bonehead decisions, but
not nearly as many.
But at the same time, going, like, when he went to Denver, they end up benching him for Tebow, and everyone's like, oh, Tebow's so great. Actually, Tebow and Orton had the same record starting in Denver their first seasons.
I'm not sure if that's a positive thing, though.
But no, like, I'm saying at the time, people were like, oh, great, Tebow's so great. No, it's not.
You know who else is a backup that we're not considering is Derek Carr.
Oh, yeah.
Who's actually been pretty decent. Because I believe Schaub was supposed to be the starter there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a guy I think he's a rookie. I wouldn't mind having him on Tennessee.
You want Vince Young back, too?
No. Dude, I fucking bitched when they drafted Vince Young. That was stupid. Anyway.
Let's move on to the tweets.
Twits.
Which we actually we're starting to build up a following.
No, yay!
A following of three people. Yay!
You got four of these, sir. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different people.
Different people or two people? One person tweeting from two different accounts.
I'll say this really quick. 5 different people.
People.
Uh-huh.
5 different people. My name is Randy Orton.
And he's almost to the ring now.
No, he's almost off the entrance ramp.
Yeah. But he hit an RKO on the way, so it's all right.
Out of nowhere.
On a side note, granted, we're not a quote wrestling show, but if Randy Orton shows up at Survivor Series, does he have to do an RKO for it to be an RKO out of nowhere?
Yeah, because if he just runs in and does it, it's out of nowhere.
All he has to do is show up and it's RKO out of nowhere.
That's right, because of his initial.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Dude, I didn't think of
that. Like, he ran out of it and like goes like, RKO out of nowhere!
If they make that shirt, I'm buying it. I don't give a fuck.
If he runs into the ring, RKO somebody, runs out backstage. That would be the greatest thing ever.
And I hope when he's running, he makes that face that they do, like the boo face, you know? As they show on the vines, that he has to do that face, and then it's like, yes, that is perfect, sir.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, and they need to make that shirt because I need to own that RKO out of nowhere.
It's just too bad they can't make him run like he does in the RKO vines.
That's amazing. That is so awesome.
Or the little crawl around thing up underneath stuff.
I like when they do the text.
Yeah, football. Sorry. It's social media-ish.
Yeah, Vine.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have a Vine account. I have a Vine account, and I sent out one, like, forever ago, and I'll never do another one.
Yeah,
I debated on doing one, drinking that uncle-sized tea and turning racist.
A half and half today for the first time ever, but it was made by Snapple.
Do you have half and half cream?
Dude, it was half tea and half lemonade, and I don't like them.
Do you like cucumber tea?
Anyways, so we're doing tweets.
You know how when women are getting those, like, those beauty facials and they put cucumbers over their face, over their eyes? You think, like, when Shane goes to bed, he puts one over his butthole?
No, he puts it in his butthole. In his butthole.
So we're doing tweets.
Oh, well, it's social media-ish.
Ish.
That is not a social media thing at all. If it becomes one, I'm probably going to fall off the face of the earth.
That's all it would take?
Hashtag wear Shane's cucumber.
Oh, that's a thing, I swear to God. And it's going to be a thing now because Ant's going to be like, oh!
He's going to be like, what?
That's all right, because you never look at Twitter anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but we have a social media segment, and if he just puts hashtag NFL Easy Picks, he'll be on the show.
It works.
Our first tweet comes from, I guess I'll be like everybody else, Andy!
Wait for it.
Anderson. I'm going to cut out the spaces anyway, so the silences, so that won't mean much. Anyway, he sent this at the beginning of the second half of the Thursday night game, because he posted a picture of it, and I'll explain it. Is it just me, or has this been the closest Thursday game this year? The others seem to have been blowouts. There was one other one that was a close game, but I think this one was low scoring at the beginning. Really made it seem like
it. Was it Baltimore or Cleveland?
Mm.
Baltimore Pittsburgh?
No, Baltimore Pittsburgh was a blowout. Obviously Cincinnati. Cleveland has been a blowout.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was. Oh, the Colts.
The Giants?
The Colts and the Texans? The Colts started, like, got a big lead.
Houston got out to a big lead and imploded on one, too.
Something like that. I'm
pretty sure there's been another game that was close. It might have been, like, a Giants-Washington game, maybe?
I can't remember which one.
Yeah, there hasn't been many close games. Honestly, I wish they'd do away with Thursday Night Football. It's not been good to watch.
And we got a couple tweets here from Miguel, who tweeted us while he was listening, obviously because he kind of had comments. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Cincinnati fans refer to the ginger as Red Rocket. The rest of us know him as Red Rifle, thus my Red Super Soaker comment.
Gotcha. He's still the Red Rocket. Come on, Red Rocket! Come on, Red Rocket! Come on, Red Rocket! Anyway.
I'll give you a Red Rocket.
That's a South Park reference, sir.
I know, and I have a red beard.
You're Eric Rowan. What can we say?
No, because I'm not looking for Renee Young. I mean, I would.
He's not either. He found his pussy. Oh, that's right. You didn't see Raw. Never mind. Yeah.
Nope.
I might go back and rewatch it.
On
a side note, I want to go back and rewatch the Muppet episode of Raw.
Oh, God.
I like that episode.
The funniest part of it was Beaker and Sheamus, I'll give you that. But, I mean, that part was funny as hell.
There was a few other good segments, like Miss
Piggy, she's like fighting with Kelly, and I'm like, yep, two pigs.
No,
the more recent
Vicky,
one.
Vicky.
Yeah.
Oh, Vicky, yeah, same thing, two pigs.
Well, she said, like, I like it was like Kermit or said something, like, something like, referred to Vicky as Jack Swagger's mom.
Oh yeah.
that was actually really good. Anyway, we're moving on. Let's go back to
Yeah. You can find that on the WWE Network.
Miguel, you replied to one of your tweets, but you didn't put hashtag NFL Easy Picks. So, like, I oddly enough, I just clicked on this tweet and it actually opened up, and that there was a reply. Who the fuck favorited this tweet? Anyway, weird random favorite. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, a one-hour show smashed into 34 megabytes. Can the greatest NFL podcast... can I get the greatest NFL podcast available in CD quality? Hashtag questions for the social media segment. And then the reply that he put, I don't mind waiting until the end of the show for an answer. You can use it to play you out. Hashtag fuck it. Hashtag do it live. Hashtag fucking thing sucks.
Holy hell, he went on a fuck rampage there.
Yeah, no shit.
Basically, because so many shows are on this network currently, I always want to make sure that there's enough, and I personally don't hear the different quality that much. I mean, granted, for example, you're going to hear a certain different quality in my voice. It has nothing to do with what the show gets produced out on. It's because I'm doing this over the road with my mobile hotspot, and I can only get so strong a signal, and it's just... This is the best I can do. If I was on a normal Wi-Fi, it'd be much better. It'd be crystal clear.
I know Mop's in his car. I'm in a car.
I'm in a truck. Yeah. So, and there's some things that's working on in the future that will probably make the show continue to still be available at the same quality. It's just a sharing thing, and I don't want to have to create a separate feed just for NFL Easy Picks. And yeah, it's just
yeah.
I spend enough money on this feed as is. Anyway, one more. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I don't remember what was said last week, but that was my comment. But hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Go Sanchez. Nothing is greater than the homie Mark Sanchez. Hashtag lie, cheat, steal. Hashtag Mexican American. Hashtag...
Hashtag he laid a dirty Sanchez.
Not as impossible?
Nada es imposible. Remember from the freaking Mexicools or whatever in TNA with that Anarchia dude?
Nope. I don't remember.
Okay, moving on.
TNA? No.
Nope. Another free from Andy Anderson. I hope Anthem Vigilante's guy, Marshawn Lynch, had a quick game. Go hashtag Chiefs, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Anybody that? Oh, they had a back and forth too going on that one.
Yeah.
Only 1-3 in a Seattle loss. Yeah, I guess he didn't do too well last week. Of course, the week that he wasn't playing against him. No touchdown. Another one by Frank Anderson, by the way. No touchdown catches by a wide receiver for the Chiefs this season. Hashtag crazy. It will be hard to change that against hashtag Seattle defense. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
The Seattle defense hasn't been the Seattle defense, and if I'm not mistaken, they have two guys out for this game by injuries on that defense.
Yeah, they make it their first.
Well, no, that was last week's game. They're playing the Arizona this week.
Yeah, I'm a week behind. My bad. Sorry, it's cold.
Yeah. Kansas City played Seattle last week and still didn't score a touchdown from the receiver.
These are tweets before the game.
Yeah, there's no way that freaking Kansas City can continue to win games without throwing a touchdown to a receiver. Mm-hmm. That is insane.
And then he also said before this was part of their exchanges, Ant wrote back to the whole hoping that Marshawn Lynch has a quiet game at AA, coming from Ant. No chance he will run 100-plus, received 25, and grab at least 2 touchdowns. Seahawks look better in the last few weeks. Well, we see how well that worked out.
Yep.
I don't have the stats in front of me, and I don't. Sorry, I don't want to look them up.
Yeah, I don't think he had a great game, but I don't think it was a horrible one either. I think he had a Marshawn Lynch game. Although, did you see that he refused to go to the locker room at halftime?
Yeah.
It's not that's working out to be an ugly, ugly divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, Ant's got some great ones coming up here. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Eli is a useless asshole. Fucking 4 interceptions. Need to overhaul this team next year.
It was 5.
Thank you for interrupting.
You're welcome.
That gets to this tweet. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Make that 5 interceptions pathetic.
Yeah.
I will trade him 1 Andy Dalton for 1 Eli Manning.
I will trade 1 Brandon Whedon, Peyton Hillis, and Trent Richardson for Eli Manning and 2 Super Bowl rings.
Are we going to do that, really? Okay, well then I will trade 1 Andy Dalton, 1 Akili Smith, 1 Tajana Carter, 1 David Klingler for an Eli Manning.
I will trade... what I said previous, and a Colt McCoy, and a Brady Quinn, and a Derek Anderson, and Braylon Edwards, and
Ty Detmer. Tim Couch.
Oh, yeah, too. Well, I was kind of going a little bit more recent. Charlie Fry. There we go.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, then I will trade you...
Really?
Andre Smith, I think was his name, that they drafted in the first round out of Alabama as a tackle that was 4,000 pounds. And first day of training camp as a rookie, stepped off the curb, broke his ankle.
Wow.
You're doing... Yep.
Well, there was that one...
Bengals!
There was that one Browns player, I can't remember who it was, it was before Roethlisberger, got into a motorcycle accident after he got drafted. I forget who the fuck it was. And completely, I think, fucked up his career.
Yeah, Ohio doesn't exactly have a stellar record for draft picks, we'll just say that.
The only team in Ohio that's really good at making acquisitions probably is the Ohio State Buckeyes. Because technically high school does that. Imagine if high school had drafts. Imagine that. That'd be crazy.
No, well, no, dude, trust me. Being around high school sports, there's a whole lot of that dirty schnedigan shit that goes on, too.
Oh, no, that's recruiting.
Yeah, a lot of that dirty shit.
But no, imagine there being a draft.
Oh, Jesus.
That's insane.
ESPN would have a whole show about it.
Seems how it's kind of like a funnel system where it dwindles you down. You have, I don't know how many high schools in the country. And then you have less, but there's still a lot of colleges out there. And then you have, that's when you go to the pros, like, you just, anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're rambling. This show's going to be a motherfucker. Anyway, another one from Ant, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Packers get 50 points back-to-back, only the sixth time in history. Looking good. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, they can look good, just like Roethlisberger did with his 2 6 touchdown games.
And then
what'd they do?
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck Roeth. Yeah, he fucked me on 2 different games. Anyway, that kind of brings me to this one, which I'm skipping over one, which I will get back to. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I'll say this. Fuck the Packers from our very own FTW.
Yeah, fuck them.
I don't hate the Packers.
Well, and your team didn't get blown out by him, sir.
Last one from Anthony Vigilante.
Play better.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. So, Browns go from first to last in one game. Crazy season. Yeah, that whole division right now. The way it is right now, Bengals, Steelers, Ravens, Browns, odds are next week it'll be in a completely different order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only one I think is going to have a tough time getting to number one is Baltimore, because they have 2 losses against Cincinnati. They already have one loss to Cleveland?
No. They beat the Browns by like 2 or 3. It was a close game.
It's going to be insane tiebreakers is what is going to happen.
Yep. And the last 2, which I don't think he's tweeted us. He might have like early on, but I don't think so. We have Brian from Tunes at Tunes.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Just checking in at 10-1, locked in, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, fuck you.
And you're welcome, because I was beating you, and then that, yeah, fuck you.
He was beating you like you were a cucumber.
God damn it, all the fuck.
And then, like a much like a cucumber, went in his ass and fucked him.
God.
What's going to be funny is when he loses in the playoffs and wins nothing, then he would be the regular season champ to my champion of the league.
And our last one, coming from Tunes Brian, we have...
Hey, Brian!
How many fantasy points does a running back get for running to the locker room like a little blunt gets you? Hashtag in a place
he
picks.
He gets you waved.
Yeah.
He gets released.
That's...
And I've seen somebody did an interview with Roethlisberger, and he was just bashing Blunt, saying that he was always a distraction to the team, and he was never so glad to see somebody leave Pittsburgh in his career there.
Mm-hmm. Just coming from Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually saying something.
Yeah.
Not like he's done anything that,
No, rape, that's nothing.
Twice.
Rape, motorcycle crash. Didn't he rape hit an again. Old lady?
He probably raped her, too.
No, that she wasn't funny. She wasn't in a bar restroom.
That's not funny.
No, it's true. That's what makes it not funny.
I know.
All right, let's get into the rest of the show.
Yes, and please. I want to eat.
Yeah, and I'm freezing my nuts off.
What nuts?
Well, they're gone now. They're frozen. Fell off.
Did they run into your asshole?
God damn it, dude! I.
You got nuts in your asshole.
Do you think he throws his phone because of us?
I think I have because of you a couple times.
Shocker.
You just know how to fucking grind my gears.
You don't really grind my gears. You, America. Fuck you.
Love that. Except for the whole America, fuck you.
Anyway, start with some of these games would go pretty easy.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot. Oh my god, you look at some of these picks like of what people are picking. There are like landslides.
It's very much lopsided. Yes.
Yeah, this week is lopsided week.
The 7-3 Kansas City Chiefs at the 0-10 Oakland Raiders, 7.5 point favorites. Kansas City Chiefs. I will pick Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take Kansas City, but you know Oakland's going to win a game. They're going to win a game.
No, I don't.
I don't know. Me and a friend that I went to truck driving school with, we talk a lot. We talk football, and we were talking about the Raiders. How many players on the Raiders can you really name?
Do you really want me to do this?
Oh God.
Because I bet you I could come up with, I bet I could get close to 10.
I think we might have came up with 5, if that.
Well, okay, Derek Carr.
Yes, we mentioned him.
McFadden.
I forgot he was still on the team. I thought he had left by now.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
Maybe I thought because he left. He got there, okay.
Mikael Rivera.
Who?
Didn't think about him.
The tight end. The okay. James Jones.
Yes, I have him on my fantasy team.
Oh, boy, you suck.
Huh? Oh, yep. My God. What is the name of that other receiver?
Well, the other the person I can think of is the kicker, too.
Oh, yeah, Janikowski.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson.
He's probably, like, one of the top kickers out there, too.
I believe Justin Tuck is on that team now.
Oh, yep, Justin Tuck, yeah.
Oh, my God, there's a young receiver there that's really good. I want to say Holmes? Oh, I can't think of his name right now. That's driving me crazy.
Ooh, on a side note, that's three releases that we didn't really talk about this week. Well, one we talked about LeGarrette Blount, the other one being Ben Tate from the Browns, and Santonio Holmes from the Bears.
Oh, Santonio Holmes. Wow.
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 Okay.
Wow.
Next up, we have the 2-8 New York Jets, Jets. At the 5-5 Buffalo Bills.
Canceled. This game is not happening. I'm telling you, Buffalo is a fucking blizzard. They got 7 feet of snow. They're looking at 3 foot more tonight. That's 10 feet. God knows what's going to happen the rest of the week. This game might not happen, but if I'm picking, I'm picking Buffalo.
I don't think in the history of the NFL, I don't know if they've ever, like, just not had a game. They figure out something.
Yeah, they're going to figure out something, but I'm picking Buffalo, but just I don't know if it's happening Sunday.
The only time I can remember was when Katrina hit. I think they moved or canceled the New Orleans game, but there was still a bye week, so they just played it in the bye week. Now that there's no bye weeks, I'm not sure what the fuck they would do.
We were talking about this before you got on, Shane. Maybe you might remember this because I think it does involve your team. They postponed this one time because of a Philadelphia game. They had a storm coming in on a Sunday, and they had the Sunday night game, and I think they moved it to Monday.
Yes, I remember that. They did.
Okay, I'm not the only one that remembered it.
I mean, Monday we're looking at a 60-degree day, so some of the snow is going to go. But I mean, they're talking 11. They're going to have 11 feet of snow. That's not all going to go away.
Well, the thing is, when that happened with the Eagles, it was a Sunday night game, so there's not able to move it. This is a 1 o'clock game on a fucking Sunday to get upgraded to a prime time game.
I mean, like, and I was telling you guys, the Bills are on their Facebook, on their Twitter, on the news. They're offering fans $10 an hour to come shovel the stadium out and to get free tickets. But that was when they had 4 feet of snow. They've gotten 3 feet since then. And when I left work, Buffalo was getting bombed again, and they already had 8 inches and looking at another 2 to 3 feet tonight. I'm not shoveling that much snow for $10 an hour and a ticket to a Bills game. I'm sorry.
Are you talking about the forecast for the weather or your butthole?
God damn it.
That's way more than 8 or 9 feet.
For fuck's sake. Really? I mean, here I'm trying to give you guys a breakdown of a local team that I know shit about, and you guys turn it into something gay.
We love you.
Don't say that.
All right. We love you, Shane.
Okay, let's just move on.
And,
nope, that one don't do it.
And a little bit of...
Stop! Listen, my puke's gonna freeze because it's fucking cold.
Your pubes gonna freeze?
Yep. Why you got your pubes out in public?
Puke! Alright, god damn it. It's getting late. Let's do this!
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gotta make up for the time because some of these aren't gonna take long. Right. The 1-9.
Wait. Back it up, because we never did pick Buffalo and New York.
No, we didn't. Okay, no, right now I'm picking Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm picking Buffalo.
Yeah, I'll pick Buffalo if they have a game.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna have the game.
Yeah, they're going to have to move it later on during the week or something. But, yeah, this game will be played, and I'm still going to go Buffalo.
Okay.
Could we have the first Tuesday night game?
I don't think it's going to be ready by Tuesday.
Depends on... Okay, hold on. Sidebar. Let's look at what the schedule is for next week.
Watch them have the Thursday game. You can't move it to Monday.
Buffalo just had one. Oh, ooh, yeah, they're not going to move it to Tuesday because next week is also Thanksgiving.
Oh, fuck, it is.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I forgot, too, because actually when me and my one friend were talking football, this kind of came up in our conversation. Yeah, the Bills have the home game next week. It is another 1 o'clock game. It is against the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget. But, okay, so the forecast for next week.
You forget it,
alert.
Forgot or
no,
forget?
I forgot.
Forget or
about
you
it.
Forgot.
Same thing, but whatever. Well, like I said, 60 Monday, and then the temperature's going to drop, and then we're in for more snow. So, It's going to be tough to get the stadium ready. I mean, next week, yeah, it'll be ready, but this week, I don't know. And I don't know when they could reschedule this game at this point. I mean, you can't put it on Thursday.
You know what I think they should do? They not necessarily move all the snow out of the stadium, but what they should do is they should put snowmen in every seat.
Really?
Yes.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It would look like a TNA wrestling show.
And then they can just pipe in audio like TNA does.
Yeah. If Buffalo wasn't doing too good this year, that's something that they could actually do. They'd be like, oh, look at all these fans. Look at how happy they are. Anyway, moving on.
Yep.
Like I've been trying to do, the 1-9 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 6-4 Indianapolis Colts. 14-point favorites, 99% in the picks. Indianapolis Colts is where I'm going.
Yep, Colts.
Yeah, if we're doing straight up, it's the Colts.
And I was just in Jacksonville yesterday. Like, no, this morning. And
how many people were wearing Jaguars merch?
I didn't see any.
Exactly.
And nobody got nobody was eating anybody's face off or.
The two, I don't know, I always look at these as two Thanksgiving teams, so them going against each other before Thanksgiving is funny. The 7-3 Detroit Lions at the 8-2 New England Patriots, home New England Patriots is where I'm going to go.
Yep, New England.
Yeah, coming out of a dome into the New England weather, yeah. No Detroit. Give me New England.
I'm weary on this one. I'm very weary. The 4-6 St. Louis Rams at the 6-4 San Diego Chargers. I want to pick the Rams, but I'm going to go the safe bet and I'm picking the Chargers.
Yeah, I want to. St. Louis is playing pretty good football, but the record don't show it. I'm going to say the Rams.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams.
Okay, so when I'm right, you guys can suck it.
Yeah, when the train wreck of San Diego becomes just that again,
you suck it.
User.
The best record in football, the 9-1 Arizona Cardinals at the 6-4 Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are the favorite, 6.5 points, but I'm going to pick the Cardinals.
Yep, 10-1 Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I've ridden them this far. I'm sticking with them.
Imagine if, like, because he brought it up, he went against it, but Arizona being the first team in almost 50 years. What year did they start doing the having in host cities? Because obviously there was the frozen tundra and all that.
I don't think anybody's ever played on their home field for a Super Bowl
since they started moving them. No, because one of them was in Green Bay, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought the first one was in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think the first couple were in Green Bay because they were the favorite, weren't they?
Well, the first two.
There was Kansas City. Kansas City had a couple Super Bowls at home too, but.
Yep.
Yeah, they were home games. They were, you know, the best team got the home record, so
it's doable.
Cuz somebody else got really close to it. I don't remember, was that when Tampa was really good and they had the Super Bowl at Tampa but they missed out on it?
Something. Yeah.
I think, yeah.
And I want to say, and on a side note, the Browns are the only team to never have hosted or been to a Super Bowl.
Not surprising.
Yeah, no, it's not surprising at all.
Since our team suck and they don't want to have a Super Bowl in Cleveland.
Yeah, there's you have about a less than zero chance of ever getting a Super Bowl.
It's kind of like the Ralph Wilson Stadium up here has never had a Super Bowl and they never will.
Nope.
Well, they keep trying to like test like, oh, let's go into these colder weather. I mean, that's why they did the MetLife Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever see a Super Bowl that far north like Buffalo, Cleveland. I don't think New England will ever get one, or Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. It's just too cold. It's too cold and too big a chance for snow.
I still think Green Bay should get one.
Then that's even colder. So I don't even think they'll have one there anymore.
Put a Super Bowl in those climates.
The part of the problem is too is a place like Green Bay doesn't have the facilities to house a Super Bowl. When they had it in Jacksonville, some of the places to stay were like an hour and a half away.
Right.
So you had to drive an hour and a half. You know, like the press people had to drive an hour and a half to get to the stadium.
Moving on, the 6-4 Miami Dolphins at the 7-3 Denver Broncos. I think Broncos, that we thought that was going to be last week, but they had to be going to be playing some pissed off football.
Yeah, I must say Denver.
Well, and they did after the last loss. They come back and beat the living shit out of the Raiders, but that Miami Raiders. Team. The
Dolphins are a little better.
The Dolphins are a very good team.
Yeah, they really are, but.
Where did you say the game was?
Denver.
I'll
take Denver.
What would you pick, Shane?
Denver.
Okay. The 3-7 Washington Redskins at the 6-4 49ers, San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, I don't like Washington. I think Washington's terrible. 6-4 San Francisco 49ers, 9-point favorites, where I'm going.
Yep, San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco's starting to get all their guys back, and everybody's back sort of healthy. Give me the Niners for a nice run here at the end.
Yep.
See the 3-7 New York Giants. The 7-3 Dallas Cowboys at the 3-7 New York Giants. I could see the Giants pulling off a win here because they're at home, but Dallas coming back from the bye week. I like their chances because of that.
Yep, Dallas.
Yep, Romo's another week healthier. Yep, give me the Dallas Cowboys.
And then end it with the Monday night game, the 6-4 Baltimore Ravens at the 4-6 New Orleans Saints. After losing two in a row at home, I think this has to be where they pull a comeback. The two in a row at home?
No, that I think Cincinnati was the first loss at home.
Yeah. I'm pulling it up, so hold on. Keep going.
I'm going to start my car real quick because I'm freezing my ass off. Anyway, I'm picking Baltimore. I think the Saints are on a downward spiral, and I'm going Baltimore.
Yeah, they lost to the 49ers at home.
Oh, okay.
Nice three game home stretch. Yeah, this has to be where they pull the win out because they had two losses in a row.
Baltimore's coming off a bye.
And oddly enough, they lost with the winning team scoring 27 points. 27-24 and 27-10.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but I this game to me is a toss-up. Because
yeah, it really is.
At some point, New Orleans is going to get their shit together. They have enough talent, on offense anyway, to be competitive. But I got to go to the safe pick, and that's Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that's going to do it for us. Oh, what a long episode. I hope all you enjoyed it. But that'll do it for us. You guys want to throw out your Twitter handles like always, and do you guys have anything else you want to say or whatnot?
At the Mop Jockey, and no, I have no nothing to promote.
FTW780, and fuck you guys with the cucumbers.
No, fuck you with a cucumber.
No.
Or you beat us to it, didn't you?
Oh, God. No, I didn't, actually, because it's cold.
Also, next week, I think I kind of briefly mentioned it earlier, the show should be out at a much earlier time, we're also going to try to have we only had one other person really on this year, Carpy's coming back for next week's episode, and we're also going to try to have Dan and Miguel on. No promises, just going to see how everything works out, but I want to get an episode together. I'm actually going to have show notes for this one because I want to go over certain things for how our teams have done for the year, how we think they're going to do.
I got to make it to this show.
Call off.
I could, but I'd get in trouble, but I'll see if I can leave a couple hours early.
Okay, see what you can do.
I'll see what I can do. If not, I'll just fucking hide somewhere and do the show. Fuck it. Nobody's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. So that will do it for us right here on NFL Easy Picks on KFAVE Sports Radio, where it's all the work. And that will do it for the end of regulation time. Thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks on KFAVE Sports Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at KFAVE Sports and at NFL Easy Picks. Email the show at anythingpicks@gmail.com and be sure to use hashtag NFL Easy Picks.